Hey.
Hi, I don't know what happened, but you're listening to On the Town. Just in case it's not working the way it's supposed to be, I'll start from the top. You're listening to On the Town. I'm your host, Tanya Cooper, and Tanya Cooper Rochester, I've been adding. That's my other name. And we're doing a special today on DNA and ancestry testing with Christopher Smothers, who is a... Well, I still call you, is that correct? I still call you a genealogist. Is that correct? Or I still, right, because you've been doing the work. So it's, you know, you found people. So it makes sense.
Random genealogists in my company.
Yes, exactly. So tell us, your site is unearthingyourroots.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you help people find their cousins or family members, and you help read reports and all of the above?
Yes. So basically I help people go into their ancestry by using historical documentation, DNA analysis, and genetic research.
Okay. Nice. And how long have you been doing this?
For myself included, about 8 years.
Okay, 8 years, that's a long time. That's good. How many, do you know how many people you helped found a link to?
Oh man, I know.
Too many? Okay.
Oh, I love it so much. I probably
I know one of my friends said the other day, hey, you helped me find somebody. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I've helped so many people along my journey. I mean, when I first started, I started doing for myself, and I got about, you know, 3-4 years in that, and I said, man, there's so many people out here who, you know, really want to know, you know, and have a greater, I'm not going to say have a greater desire, but had more of a reason to question, you know, where they come from, you know, than I did. I mean, I came from a complete household, both parents married 30 years, you know, I never really had, you know, a reason to, you know, want to, but I think everybody should, you know where they come from and their identity. But I love doing this so much, and I wanted to really take it seriously, like get education on how to do this the right way for people and, you know, do it up to code. So that was really a priority for me. But when I first started doing research, I prioritized getting exposure to different ethnicities and nationalities, you know, different types of people from different walks of life, you know, poor, rich, black, white, Latino, you know, Mexican. It didn't matter. I wanted to broaden the spectrum and get exposure to people who, you know, wanted to know where they came from, you know, who their ancestors were, and how the story of their ancestors impacted the lives that they live today.
Wow. So, you know, I got into this to find my family, and you helped me find my dad. So tell people, how is it if Ancestry, you know, they send you a kit, you pay the money, they send you a kit, you swab your mouth. They send it back in about 8 weeks, maybe, you know, a couple months, whatever. And then they tell you where you come from, pretty much. So how does one make the link? Because I was confused on what is a Centimorgan. Is that right? Is that correct?
Right. Okay. So Centimorgans are a measurement of DNA you share with a relative. Okay. So Centimorgans officially, in genetics, it's like a map or unit for measuring genetic linkage. It's the distance between chromosome positions for the expected average number of intervening chromosomal crossovers in a single generation. So Centimorgans basically give you the ability to measure based off of the dominance between you and another cousin, how distantly you are related. So the higher the Centimorgans, the closer relationship you are, because you share that common ancestor together.
Right. So like if it's a second cousin, it'll be like 300 and something Centimorgans. If it's, I think it's 1500 or higher, it's a sibling, right? And a half sibling, or is it, wait, let me see if I got it right. 900 is a half, or 1500, 1000 or something like that.
So basically, if it's like a full sibling shares anywhere from like 2300 to 3900, you know, Centimorgans. That's like both parents, you know, first cousin is like somewhere from like roughly 600 centimorgans to 330, centimorgans, and second cousin is like 100 to 360, something like that. And it just goes on down from there.
Okay. So tell me this.
So a half sibling could be 1300 to 2500.
Okay, I haven't had any luck yet. I'm on the site every day checking my thing. Of course, I see that my Cameroon and Congo Southern Bantu chain, it's 42% now, and my Benin and Togo went up. No, it's up or down. I think that's, I don't know. My African side went down just a little bit, I think, from before. So that's strange and disheartening, but whatever. Oh my gosh, that's what I just saw. I'm checking it now as we speak, and I only got four starred matches. I only had three all this time. So somebody just logged in that just did a test, that means. I see this one, two. Wait, who could be the other person? Oh my gosh. No, that's not them. I thought it was my brother. Okay, I was excited for nothing. As I speak to you, I'm doing this because I think it's really cool and cool. Oh, I found another cousin, by the way. She's only a fourth,
Yeah,
but
I think when you get into your DNA matches, it can be very like engrossing and overwhelming at the same time.
It is. It's a lot because especially if they don't write back, you're like, "Hello, I'm trying to find my peoples." Yeah, and so.
Don't become, discouraged.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just praying one day. For those of you who don't know, I'm Tanya Cooper, the host, and my baby brother was adopted off. Matter of fact, he would be October 6th or 7th is his birthday. How do I know that? Because unfortunately, it was left. Fortunately, actually, it was left on my records by accident, and I was able to see through it. So he would be 49 years old, and he grew up in Elmsford, New York. His name is Mark, and he was adopted to two doctors in Elmsford. One was a psychologist, and I'm not sure if that was a medical doctor or what kind. But at any rate, they were African American, so it should be easy. People, pull out the fanners. Let's go. Let's try to find them. So I almost had some dings on it. Some people from Elms were in the group, put me in the group, and said, we think we know who this is. We know a redhead with freckles. He was adopted. His parents were doctors. They were black. We think we know who it is, but they moved. So I was like, great. The path got cold. So now I'm,
Who those people were, what their names were?
huh? No, they couldn't remember either.
No, I'm talking about, do you remember who the people who
I,
thought they knew?
oh, I'm on a group with them on Facebook. I can easily
Oh,
go
okay.
back to them. But the family, I used to go to my brother before he got adopted at three. We used to go every weekend to their house, or he'd come to our house every weekend. I'd go down to. So, huh?
You think they're still living?
Oh no, I know. He's 49 years old. They should be, unless they died
Talking
early.
about the people who thought that they knew who the adopted
Actually,
parents were.
I take that back. You know what I thought about? When I was young, when I was like, so I was like, if he was three, I was like six or seven, I don't know, six, I don't know. I was about six last, maybe, I don't know if I was six or seven last time I saw him. But either way, the parents were in their, they looked like they were in their 30s, maybe early 40s at the time. I think maybe 40 the most, because the daughter, they had a 5-year-old daughter already. And I forgot her name, but I used to know them and play with them. So that's the irony. And I know the house is right near the Paul Bunyan statue in Elmsford, New York. If anybody knows where that's at, the gas station is a big Paul Bunyan.